That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, we got a follow-up to the Vegas thing where the dad, grandpa all got the hooker.
Yeah, we didn't tell the listeners that, yeah.
And maybe we were a little judgy, and then when he sent the follow-up note, I lost a lot of that judginess.
Well,
don't say
my
name.
I still think I'm not banging the hooker after my dad. That part happened.
You or think. After your grandpa.
No, we had a theory about this. I'll read that. Here's the correspondence. Parents got divorced when I was still a kid.
No, I'm not talking about the... Okay, go ahead.
My wife had recently committed suicide.
Yeah, that's tough.
He was also my son's mother. Right. The trip was right before the COVID breakout. My son does not know the hooker that we passed around. we kept him distracted in the casino until it was his turn.
Yeah.
Remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, I like that part.
So the son only thinks he's the only one who had the hooker?
Right. No, I bet you they sent her down to the casino after they were done with her, pointed him out, and he just thought he was doing great with her.
Oh, okay.
He probably didn't even know he was with a hooker.
No, I disagree. I think he knew it was a hooker. I think those two guys took care of her, and then she'll wait here, don't say anything else, we'll bring her back up. Yeah. Yeah.
So at the very least, he thinks he's the only one.
He thinks he's the only one. Yeah.
He doesn't know.
But the son still knew he banged. He still did it after the dad, and I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I'm getting my own hooker.
But grandson is absolved.
But she's not the only hooker in Vegas.
My dad had hookers. I'm not defending. I'm not pissed off a guy got a hooker. I'm not being judgmental at all.
But you're also
that.
Not chasing that same hooker down to try to bag her.
I'm bagging another. If I'm at the Bunny Ranch at those 3 weekends with my old man, I'm choosing a different hooker.
It's probably.
And I am
idea.
Going with the 18-year-old.
I don't think you would ask her who was better.
Other than the one we
that
talked to.
Suck about how he was better.
On the air. Yeah. Did you ever talk to any of your stepmoms?
Oh, I didn't really.
We had the one on the air.
Yeah.
That's it.
We did talk to that one.
Yeah. So I don't know if you had a favorite.
Yeah.
Did he have a favorite?
I don't know.
She was the one that bestowed the golden tongue label upon him, wasn't she?
I think so. But I think that was probably all around the house. Everybody knew.
Did you see the latest
right.
the Family
tongue.
Guy from last week? The Manchurian candidate?
Yes.
No.
It was all about Peter and giving oral. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Crazy hardcore, even for the Family Guy.
Yeah.
It was because, he does his, you got to watch it. It's called The Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my DVR.
Oh, Todd.
I haven't looked at it yet.
I went, oh, my God, they went there. And they went there. Really good,
Yeah, I just watched the one from this weekend, and the whole thing revolves around Cleveland losing his job because they did a mail calendar,
and he's
got a nut hanging out in the photo.
That wasn't encouraged?
They block it out on the screen. But
the Postal Service fired it because his nut was hanging out on the calendar.
They couldn't black it out because Cleveland's black.
They did black it out.
No, they put a big bar over it, big black bar.
All right, so go ahead. So him and the dad, I love the stories. I'm not really bumming on the guy. I'm glad he kept the grandson from not knowing at least that, His grandson, I think dad's a grown man. He's thinking, I don't care if I bang this chick after my dad. But the grandson, he's thinking, that's weird, man.
Yeah.
He hadn't lived long enough to think that's weird. The other guy's just getting laid, We don't care.
The dad is the weirdest one in this entire situation.
Right.
Because the grandpa, get your rocks off, old man.
Yeah.
The kid.
Right.
That's
whatever.
But find your own. I want that.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Family history of kissing dudes.
That's going to be good. Thank you, Nick.
And the kid, going through a hard time with your mom, but dad's like, I should probably get in there, too.
Well, his wife committed suicide, too.
They get a different hooker.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Get a different hooker.
There's lots of them in Vegas.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
You could get two.
Yeah, I'm sure Roger hasn't checked in because of that, because he spent a lot of time. getting hookers there for years. So
yeah, and if it was, how many of them are doing a 3-for-1 family discount? I think that's a special they run.
Well, maybe some.
I love that she had like
Grandpa was a good negotiator.
She had the older wiener, then she had the middle aged wiener, then she had the kid wiener.
Yeah, just Goldilocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Just right.
Well, she had a good story the next day.
She probably had. Yeah, that's true.
She quit.
Sitting around the office.
or it's not a big deal for her.
Well, she didn't care they're related.
That sounds mighty unusual.
It's Vegas, man.
For different generations.
We want to think this is the first time she'd done something like that, but we don't know.
No, you're right.
You hope so. Maybe she just went to work at the bank after that.
All right. So, yeah, I don't want to pick on that guy because, of course, we don't care if people get hookers, you know.
But get one for everybody.
Get one for everybody. Get one for everybody.
Yeah. It's not a puff pass situation.
No,
just get one for everybody.
Right.
It's fine.
First of all, she had just walked to the sink, took a wash rag, you know, next.
Yeah.
She had to.
She might have showered. You don't
know. Every time. I think she was just a sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably listening and can fill us in a little more with all the questions
we
might have
just waited there in bed for the, number two.
Oh, there were condoms. That's right. So I was wondering. There's definitely condoms involved, of course. So there probably wasn't like a.
Not using condoms would just be wrong.
Mixing
you're sharing
it all
a hooker
up.
With your dad and your grandpa. Yeah,
get a blend going.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Grandpa's, what'd you call it, splurge yesterday? Yeah, you did call it splurge. Yeah.
No, I used splurge in the correct way.
Yeah.
You heard what you wanted to.
Yeah. Did you? Oh, you? I thought that Nick said splurge.
All right. It's hard to keep track. Who said splurge?
Yeah. Earlier, I talked about a famous actress or something like that said her boyfriend wouldn't perform on her.
Jana Kramer
from One Tree Hill.
Okay, we thought that was ridiculous because, of course, she would because she's gorgeous. I don't care who they are.
She didn't seem real receptive to it.
Well, we don't know if it was a chicken and egg thing. Like, nobody ever tried it with her, so she was uncomfortable.
Or nobody did it well.
Right. This woman... This is a real article out of the New York Post. She waited till her wedding day to even kiss her boyfriend.
Weird.
We waited until wedding day for our first kiss, and it was Disney fairy tale.
How old were they?
21, 22, it looks like.
Wow.
She was 17. She was away. Here's a key word. When I was 17, I was away at a ministry school in Alabama. So... Jesus.
Like, none of that. Yep. None of that sentence is okay.
Yeah. No. Definitely not the band.
And God told her that to not kiss her anybody until her wedding day.
So I guess she's hearing voices.
Can I borrow a phrase and say that this is going to end horribly?
Well, God was giving bone cancer to kids and doing other things too. By the way, they do a lot of bad things. The reason I brought that term.
The marriage will end horribly.
That wasn't random. I saw a famous atheist being interviewed somewhere. Recently on the little side why I brought the bone cancer into this because that was pretty horrible. But if God exists, what would you ask him when you show up at the pearly gates? And the guy goes, bone cancer? Kids? Really? Then he went into all the horrible things, and it was just a great line.
There's a meme that floats around where they're at an operating table, and Jesus is standing over all the doctors saying, why are you taking away that tumor I put in there?
Yeah. I love that one, too. Well, Jesus apparently took time from running the world to tell her not to kiss anybody, according to this woman. So she waited till she's 21. Now, she said she did butt stuff the whole time. It did say that.
Well, yeah.
But when it's butt stuff, you don't have to kiss.
Nope.
Your lips can't get near each other, really. You know?
ATM.
All right, she didn't say that.
But no, that's actually a thing. It's called being a technical virgin, where they do everything except...
Yeah.
Well, it's called being a technical version if you're lying to yourself.
Right, it is.
You only kiss below the belt.
Right. Yeah. Or I like the Mormon thing where you don't move.
Would it be funny,
though? It's just called soaking.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's cool. God doesn't like it when you get inside and wiggle. Yeah, but he's fine if you just let there.
Just lay so. There.
That's how Todd gets the ladies. He wiggles.
And I looked at him, and he was wiggling in his chair. He did the motion.
I actually did.
Did he wiggle in his chair?
Yes, he did. He did. He
Todd,
wiggled.
Right. Try to say the word cameras. Wiggle without wiggling. You can't do it.
Yeah, you're right. You can. Yeah. I was thinking about it. A
little hip chair dance thing he was doing.
So I'm reading the whole article, and I think they just assumed that since they didn't. They think the reader is assuming that if they didn't kiss, they didn't do anything else. And it doesn't say anything about anything else in here. But wouldn't it be funny if she just didn't kiss at all, but she went, oh, like for day, oh, 3 years. They just never right. kissed.
Bring out the squirrels.
They did everything but
But kissing is sacred. Jesus said not to.
Oh, my God.
No, the what stuff is, I can't wrap other, my brain around
And they're
is,
a good-looking young couple, yeah. too, man. You know?
You'll read stories of couples who, well, they get engaged, and then they decide, oh, well, we're going to wait till we get married. Even though they've been having sex the whole time. Yeah, we're going to reset and wait till 3 months from now when we get married, and then it'll be awesome.
I don't get
it's
that.
It's insane.
I've heard that, too.
Who gave us this tub full of Kirkland brand lube?
Kirkland brand? No, you're right, Todd. I actually knew somebody had tried that. I wasn't a real good friend, or I'd have gave him too much crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're taking 3 months off before... Thinking, what do you mean?
Why?
What are
just
you trying to prove?
Grow up.
Right. Yeah. Who are you trying to impress?
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been banging the whole time, and then, but 3 months before the wedding, we're not going to do it. What?
Yeah, what does that change?
Yeah.
God
What's
saw.
That accomplish?
Yeah.
For 3 months, no squirrel butt plugs, and we're going to use it again that night to make it special.
Bad stuck at the tape.
Where's old Stinky?
Apparently, we know what you'd call a pet squirrel, huh?
Yeah,
Stinky.
That's right.
Old Stinky.
He earned that name.
They didn't just have, I mean, listen, I don't get not even having sex. But I understand people are want to save their virginity for wedding night. I don't get it. But kissing, that's crazy.
You have to make sure everything lines up.
I mean, one of the parts when you kiss somebody is that's connection right away. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Jesus freaks kiss, you know? Jesus.
It says there in the Bible, don't kiss before marriage.
Right. And do you think he shoved his tongue down her mouth right at the altar? I would.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah. Did Jesus He's like licking her neck. And
You're
licking my eyeliner off.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And if you didn't do that, how do these people even enjoy the reception?
Right.
If you've kissed for the first time, you know you're finally going to get laid.
Oh, that's true.
You've
got
to, talk to all your aunts and uncles and everything, and they're all like, oh, you're going to go stick it in, huh? yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. The whole wedding knows you just kissed that night, so they know that night's your first sex probably, too.
Yeah.
You're right.
They've got to see them the next day to open up the gifts and stuff. Yeah. You're like, well, can you sit down?
you're keeping the
say that to the woman.
You're keeping the
You're just keeping going all out.
Keeping the kids away from the groom and the dollar dance. Like, listen, he's got a... No.
There's a dog
Pants
there sniffing everybody. You're right. The dude's in line. I mean, they're oh, imagine being the best man that gives a toast. And you're drinking.
Yeah.
Hey, he's getting laid tonight.
These two idiots.
tonight to kiss.
But they might kiss.
Yeah.
This reception is over at 9. We're leaving.
Right. They kissed on the altar for the first time. And they were together, looks like, about a year.
Well, I'm sure they end up getting married sooner than they should, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Just so they can get to that.
Right.
And that guy, if he's a 21-year-old dude, has he never kissed anybody before? How do you know?
I don't know.
And what do you marry a bad kiss? You need to make sure that, you know, that the sex works, that the kissing works. It's all crazy.
Yep, it is all crazy.
We go to that school of thought, too.
No, I was familiar with a marriage that was, it was married quicker than you would think because of they weren't going to have sex before marriage.
I think there was
some religion involved.
Yeah, obviously.
And guess what? That marriage fell apart.
Did it work, right?
Yeah. They were married for like maybe 2 years.
Didn't know how to bone.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they probably
Wrong movement, wrong hole.
I think they got married like 9 months after they met.
A squirrel.
Because they wanted to get it done right away.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to wait, well, let's get married real quick.
Right.
And, ow, I don't like you that much.
Shouldn't your first kiss be about eighth grade or maybe a little sooner?
Yeah. I'm not saying you're a big sloppy tongue kiss, but you definitely should kiss a girl somewhere in junior high if you get a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even elementary school, but that's just kids.
Well, and even the first kiss with a new girl, you know, somebody you're with.
Right.
But, you know, second date, maybe.
Regina Haynes. That was her full name. Third grade. Kissed a...
No kidding.
We kissed somewhere.
Third grade, huh?
Third grade. Yeah. We were like totally puppy love.
I think I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just
I wouldn't make it out with her. We're in third grade. I mean, because I know you have a third grade daughter, so I'm going to freak you out here. But yeah, she kissed me on the lips. So we were in third grade. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, I jumped right into the make it out because I didn't get very many opportunities.
I had a full on third grade jumper, right? Too, man. You know?
We were visiting relatives in Montana, and one of the neighbor girls came over. I think it was eighth grade at the time.
Yeah. But I mean, the Regina thing was a little thing. I remember that as a kid.
No,
my big one was probably like seventh or eighth grade.
First time I kissed a girl, and then, you know, she wanted to make out. So. You know, lead the way.
Did she teach you how to wiggle too?
Yeah.
don't say it.
What was her name? What was her name?
Rita. I don't know her last name.
Lovely Rita.
Speaking of names, you don't hear it very often.
No.
Yeah.
Did she stand on the briefcase so you were the same height?
saxophone case.
Is that Naga hide?
Rita kissed you, huh?
I can't reach. Hang on, I got you.
Yeah,
inside one of those, you know, we had the pole behind tent camper.
Okay.
Yeah, took it out to beautiful Miles City, Montana.
Eighth grade.
Those always smell nice.
You probably had a big old, you probably had a regular size old chub.
Right.
He introduced her to the stabbing cabin, what he called it.
Can I wiggle? Should I wiggle now?
My briefcase wiggle.
Well, we're just kissing. You only need to wiggle. What was her name, Jason?
Kim.
Just don't say her whole name because she gets
no.
Right.
I said the whole name of my girl because she lives somewhere in Pennsylvania, I'm sure. I have no idea.
Yeah.
She might be dead. Who knows? You know.
I had a boner the whole time. You know? Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So did I. Yeah.
Like, oh, I got dark really quick. Why'd you have to throw her under the dead bus?
Certain age. She could be dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel bad for this guy in this situation, too. Obviously, he wants to be with this girl, but if they waited to kiss, there's no way she's the first girl he's kissed.
No, he's going
to
be like,
and you kissed that other girl.
I look at the guy. He's a good-looking dude. He kissed a bunch of people. Even if he's a Christer, he must have kissed some people.
Yeah.
You know?
Under the pews.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you said pews.
Yeah. I know.
I misheard you for a second.
Sure, there too. There,
what's
sure.
Under the pubes? That's weird.
I don't know, like under the bleachers at the high school?
Right, exactly right. He's a good-looking
dude.
It's
like mistletoe.
Yeah, that's a great point, Nick. She never kissed anybody, and you know he's kissed other people. So why is this special that day? It's not special to him.
No, he just had to wait.
Right.
Yeah, what if he kissed her and she had like some stank ass brow
or toes?
Yeah. You know?
And you're already married at that point. It's like, oh God. Oh.
Well, maybe Jesus told him to cheat on her until the wedding day.
There's also another viral video going out at a wedding. I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. I saw it yesterday actually. And I never got this anyway. I understand feeding the cake to your wife, but I never got smearing it in her face. And I remember seeing this when I was younger. I was the best man at a buddy of mine's wedding. And his woman kind of smeared it, and he kind of pushed back and smeared it. And it looked kind of aggressive. Like, it looked really didn't look.
Yeah.
Well, this happened over the weekend. Recently, it was on the video. Some wedding couple, she smeared it, and he grabbed it and just kind of chased her onto the dance floor and shoved it in her face, and she goes down. And he's rubbing it in her face when she's on the ground. It looks like assault.
Like Jeff Daniels on Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, kind of like that, right?
Starts wailing on her.
It's like, you know, I never got the bit. I get maybe a little bit, just nice little.
That's an awkward moment for everybody else at the wedding.
You watch the video, it's not cool. And then he gets up, walks away. Because obviously it wasn't their first kiss.
You always want to start the wedding off with domestic violence.
Yeah, it looks like it looked personal. And I'm thinking, you just got married.
See,
watch the video if you see it. It's out there.
Too many people don't take into account everybody else at the reception.
No.
Like, we're going to do all this stuff. Take into account how awkward some of that stuff may be for the people sitting there.
You have an audience.
Yeah.
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 It's weird. It's really weird.
I was at a wedding one time where they did the all the dances and stuff before dinner while everyone was seated at the table.
That is lame because everybody's hungry and thirsty.
And we were just captive.
Yeah.
There was a father-daughter dance, a mother-son dance,
you don't
and then the first
that.
Dance.
You don't do that before the dinner.
And we all just had to sit there quietly and watch. And it was really awkward.
And was there any alcohol served yet or anything?
You came in, there was some milling about, but then everybody, take your seats and then we're going to start. And we just had to sit there.
No, you introduce the bride and groom like they do that. They all go down, sit down, everybody eats, then you party.
And then you do those dances things while everybody is kind of milling and mingling so that it's not awkward.
Right.
This was really weird because the whole room was quiet. We just had to sit there. It's like, what is going on?
Weddings suck.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
I've never understood the cake thing. So women, the bride spends so much time getting ready.
I know. And then he smears it in her face,
Well,
and sometimes it's aggressive, too.
Yeah.
But this is the most aggressive I've ever seen. It looks like violence.
Yeah, I found here's the video.
That's it.
Yeah, when he chases
her
down.
He chases her down. He grabs the back of her head, shoves it in her face, and she just goes down.
She falls,
I mean, it's brutal. It's a viral TikTok groom smashing wedding cake in the face ignites internet.
If that's my daughter at the wedding, I'm knocking him out.
No, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worse than you even imagine.
Yeah.
Is she crying there?
Yeah, it looks like she has cake in her hair.
Right.
Yeah, nope. Daddy's buckling the old son-in-law right there.
Yes.
Well, what do you do the rest of the wedding?
It's embarrassing for everybody involved. Oh, you sure when you get a chance, Puss. It's all over.
Send me the link to that, Nick.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now,
what do you just take your gift off of the table? Just walk out of the reception?
Yeah. This ain't going to last.
I'm out.
Well, I'll grab another glass of wine for you.
How long is the open bar? Yeah.
If that dude's doing that at the wedding,
what's he doing
like
at the
he's
house?
Beating her up behind closed doors.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.